Putting a single goal in your future is a very important part of timeline therapy. It's the process we do at the end of timeline therapy, and it's what allows us to create the kind of future we want. This process has been so successful that we actually made a seminar out of it, and we called it The Secret of Creating Your Future. As I mentioned on the first tape set, The Secret of Creating Your Future has helped literally thousands and thousands of people, and I think we're moving into the area of about 100,000 people by now, to where The Secret of Creating Your Future has actually allowed people to create better lives and to create the kinds of things they wanted in the future. This particular technique absolutely works. I'm so certain that it works because, as I mentioned before, we've been doing this seminar now for years and years, and I've seen literally thousands and thousands of people that I've worked with personally, both in groups and individually, produce absolutely phenomenal results. One of my favorite stories is a guy named James Irving. He actually put something in his future and moved from being a waiter in downtown Los Angeles to being a vice president of a mortgage banking firm and to tripling his income inside of 1 year. Actually, he doubled his income inside of 3 months, and that's really exciting. To be able to actually take and assist people to make those kinds of changes is really exciting to me, and it's exciting to all the people who work with other people who are doing timeline therapy now as timeline therapy practitioners and master practitioners. And so this particular process, the steps for putting a single goal in your future, is the key to how do you actually create something in your future. So I'd like to talk first about step number one, and that's make sure the goal is stated so that it's SMART. Now, SMART is an acronym that we created to make it easy to remember, and I want to just touch on the high points of what a SMART goal is, and you may want to take some notes on page 81. The first S and the first M taken together mean specific and measurable. And when you're writing a goal or when you're putting down a goal, when you're deciding a certain goal that you want to create for yourself, you do need to make sure that the goal is stated so that it's SMART, and specific and measurable is the first part. A specific measurable goal is something that has some real specificity to it. For example, if I were to say, I want to make more money, that's not real specific and it's not real measurable. In fact, it contains a comparative deletion, which is the word more. So actually, when you're writing a goal, you should avoid all negatives and you should avoid all comparative deletions. A goal that was written specifically and measurably might say, I want to make $1,000 up, but more per month? No, that won't do it either, will it? In fact, let's add that first A in there. That'll give us some additional clarity. If you get the S and the M and the A together, that means specific, measurable, and as if now. A goal which is written as if now is written in present tense, and you may want to make a note there, that it's written in present tense. So the goal should say something like, I now make and a certain amount of money. How much would you like to make this year? We'll go ahead and make that into a goal and then put it in your future. And put the goal in present tense. When we owned the radio station in Honolulu for a while, I remember that I was saying continually, we'll break even next month. And as I mentioned, that cost me a lot of money because I kept saying next month, next month, next month. And the fact is that if you keep putting success into your future in future tense, the goal will slide in your future. So you need to put the goal in your future in present tense. Now that gets real specific. Specific, measurable, and as if now. So I want to make, no, I now make. I now make, and then X amount of dollars. Very, very specifically. Okay, let's check the R. The R is realistic. And realistic means that it's inside of your capabilities. Actually, I think many of us are too realistic and we should be more grandiose, but some of us are way too grandiose and should be more realistic. So probably the middle ground is the most important for the R. And then the T means timed. It simply means every time you write a goal, you need to put a date on it. Goals without dates will also tend to slide in the timeline. We've discovered that there's two things about a goal in the timeline. One is it needs to be written in present tense, which fixes its position in the timeline. And the other thing is it needs to have a specific date on it, which also fixes its position. Otherwise, as we move into the future, the goal itself will tend to slide into the future. So we want to make it specific, measurable, as if now, realistic, and timed. And the final thing is it wants to be about what you want and not about what you don't want. So again, avoid negations. Okay, now the second step is to get the last step. And the last step is, what's the last thing that has to happen so that you know you got it? From an NLP point of view, this is almost like an evidence procedure. It's almost sort of the thing that's going to be the tip-off. It says to you, okay, I got this goal. It's the thing that tells me I got it. Now, When I do this at the Secret of Creating Your Future seminar, I often say, imagine you're flying out to take a training with us, and you're going to put the last step into your timeline. So if you aren't living out here where we do the training, so where are you coming from? So you're going to get on the plane in the major airport nearest you, and you're probably going to fly toward the west and arrive at the airport where we're doing the training. Now, the question is, how do you know you're going to do that? And for some people, as we mentioned in the Secret of Creating Your Future seminar, for some people, they say, oh, I know that's going to happen when I decide. And some people say, I know it's going to happen when I buy the ticket. And other people say, I know it's going to happen when I get the enrollment form back from Advanced Neurodynamics that says I'm enrolled in the seminar. And for some people, they know it's going to happen just because they say, well, I'm sure I'm going to be there. Some people don't know they're going to the seminar, by the way, till they get off the plane. And then I have, and then I had one person say, I know I'm going to the seminar when I get off the plane and my bags arrive. And I say, there's a seasoned traveler. My bags arrive. That's always important. Now let's see. There are some people who don't know they know until they get to the hotel. Some people until they get into the seminar. And some people don't really know until they come back home with their certificate. So the last step is different for everyone. The last step is different for everyone. And I think you have to ask yourself the question every time you put a goal into your future. What's the last thing that has to happen so that I know that I've absolutely got this goal, so that I know that this goal is mine? Now, that's a very important step. You need to know the last thing, the very last thing that's going to happen. And then, see, here's the thing, and this is what most goal-setting seminars and workshops, they're not clear about, and that is that the last step is what goes into your timeline. It's not anything else that goes into your timeline except the very, very last step, and that's what you do with step number three, is you make an internal representation of that. Now, you want to make an internal representation that's as rich as absolutely possible. So it wants to be visual, and it says or auditory or kinesthetic, but I think you should have it and auditory. Visual representation with auditory, with kinesthetic, with olfactory, and with gustatory if you need to. And also self-talk. You know, like what are you seeing? What are you hearing? What are you feeling? What are you saying to yourself? Are there any smells that come to mind? If we're doing a training in the Los Angeles area, do you smell the smog? If we're doing a training in the Hawaii area, what does it smell like to get off the plane and smell the flowers and the trees? And it says underneath here, having all, V-A-K-O-G and A-D is absolutely the best. Including, you know, what are you saying to yourself? Are you saying, all right? Something like that. Okay, step number four, we step into the internal representation. We're going to associate the client. We're going to associate into it looking through our own eyes. And then step number five, we're going to adjust the submodalities. And we're going to adjust them for the most positive kinesthetic or for the most real feeling that we could have. What's the most real feeling? The realness, or just the real positive K? Like, whoa, I got it. Okay, then step number six, we step out of the internal representation. We dissociate the client. And so the client, and in step number six, you want to make sure that you see your body in the picture. So at step number four, we step into it, we associate. At step number six, we step out of it, we dissociate it, leaving our body in the picture. This is something else that a lot of goal-setting seminars aren't clear about. They don't dissociate the client, and so sometimes you... See, here's the thing. If you don't put yourself in the picture, you're not putting yourself in the picture. It's real important to have yourself in the picture when you put something into your future, because otherwise you might get it for someone else. And they'd say, well, thanks, Tad. You got me a real good raise. And I'd be sitting there going, wow, how come it didn't happen to me? So if you make sure that you're associated looking through your own eyes to adjust the submodalities, but when you're done, step out of the picture, step number six, and make sure you're dissociated. Okay. Number seven, we're going to take the internal representation and float right up above now, right up in the air above now. And then we're going to energize the internal representation with four deep breaths. We're going to have the client breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And we're going to have them blow all the energy right into that internal representation. We're going to have them take all the energy that they can possibly muster. In essence, what we're doing is we're giving this internal representation our life's breath. We're bringing it to life. We're making it real. We're giving it the juice. And then step number nine, we're going to float out into the future. So we're going to take the internal representation, we're already above now, and float right out into the future with it. And then step number 10, we're going to insert that internal representation into the timeline at the date and time that we said it would occur. And then step number 11, As it goes into the timeline, we're going to notice that the events going back to now reevaluate themselves. What does that mean? What it means is that the events going back to now will, see, whenever we put something into the timeline, the events going back to now will actually reevaluate themselves. The client may or may not notice this, but we call it to his or her attention just in case it's possible for them to notice. So we say, notice the events going back to now totally reevaluate themselves so as to support that goal. And then, step number 12, we ask the client to float back to now. Hey, how would you like to do this together? I think that'd be kind of fun. You want to do this together? Very good.